How excited are you, though? Finally to get back.
It definitely feels good, you know, just to be out on the practice field playing with the guys, you know, being able to have more emotional investment into the game. You know, it's not fun when you're watching, you know, from the couch yelling at the TV and your little dog's looking at y'all crazy. So, you know, this is my livelihood. This is what I do right now as my profession. So I'm glad to be back.
When Coach was asked about your workload, we brought up Andre Brown last year when he came back from injury. First game back, basically had, I think it was 30-something carries, you know, 140 yards or whatever. Coach said, yeah, if it takes 50 carries and, you know, leads to a win, he'd be open to that. Obviously, 50 carries is a joke and probably a little excessive, but are you open to handling a workload, you know, 30, 40 carries, if that's what it came down to?
I mean, you know, obviously we're answering that today. You know, game time is different, but if I'm out there, I'm going. So I ain't got no hesitation, no reservations. I feel like I'm back to myself, so obviously I can go as many as we need.
What have you seen that's been missing from this team, why they haven't been able to put it together? I know you haven't been playing, but from what you've seen, what do you think is missing?
I wouldn't say anything's missing. Everything's present. It's just we got to remove the self-inflicted wounds. That's really what's hurting us. One penalty here, one penalty there, jumping off sides, or, you know, a missed assignment here, miss hole, drop ball, whatever it may be, those compiling into the reasons why we're losing. We got more than a little bit of talent in this locker room when we look around. And, you know, so we just execute on all cylinders, offense, defense, and being linked by special teams. Nobody needs to press, play beyond themselves, execute the X's and O's, and I think we'll be okay.
All losing is frustrating, but is that the most frustrating kind of losing when you know you have the talent and you can't get it done?
I wouldn't put one above the other because, I mean, a loss is a loss. But it has its own element of frustration when you know you're capable.
Rashad, you haven't played in a month. I mean, do you think that the first quarter for you is going to be more of a feeling out period, taking hits again, since, you know, that has not been part of your daily regimen?
Yeah, no, we ain't got time for that. We got to go. So it's football. That ain't going to change. I know what a contact feels like. And so, you know, like I said, if you go check all the interviews, when I'm on the field playing, I'm on the field playing.
Feel 100%?
Yeah, percentage is, like I said, it's strange. I don't understand how to give a percentage. Right. How do you give a percentage? I mean, help me.
Okay, you want
how to do you feel?
Right now?
Right now.
20%.
You feel
20%? 20%.
And what are you measuring that to? What's your...
Well, because I've been really sick over the past year. So, I mean, I'm coming back. I'm able to walk, but I don't have a walker, and, you know, I'm coming along. But
so it's a perspective, because you look 100% to me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, but I don't feel 100%.
Feel 100%.
Like, there's no way, like, right now I'm tired and I need to go sit down. But I'm
mental or physically?
I'm physically tired right now.
All right. So if we follow my mental, I'm always 100%.
Okay. But physically?
Physically, I haven't met anybody that played this game that could say that they've been 100%.
After
the season. But like I said, percentages, the portion, how you distribute it, what you measure it against is all weird to me. Regardless if I was injured or not, I'd be saying that.
Okay.
So like I said, when I'm out on the field playing, I'm playing.
What's your dog's name?
Loopy.
Loopy?
Little Loopy. Loopy Jennings. He's a shy poo. Shih Tzu and a poodle mix. Oh, little
nice.
Squirt.
How much... do you feel any added pressure knowing fully well that the run game has been less than adequate over the past 4 weeks since you've been gone? I mean, do you say to yourself, okay, you know, I got to get back on the field because we need to get the run game going?
No. You know, I think, like I said, pressure can be a good thing to some. It can be a negative thing. It's either going to, you know, break pipes or make diamonds. So You know, it depends on your perspective from it. But for me, this is what I do for a living. This is my livelihood. Again, it's my profession. Nobody's forcing me to do this. It's something I do out of, you know, free will every day. And I want to be great at it. So, you know, obviously I miss being out there. But as far as, oh, somebody needs, I mean, we're a team. You know, nobody can do it by themselves. You know, I just want to get back out and see what I could contribute.